And I want to turn to a verse which is very well known among us. And we're going to meditate on that verse for a little while. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 20. So they're written for our learning. And it says there, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. My question, in fact, the question that comes up, is there a something in the Old Testament that shows us, lives out the principle of this verse? I dare say there is. We can find in the Old Testament every principle that the New gives, of the Old Testament gives us a picture that exemplifies the truth of that verse. And for that, having read Matthew 18, 20, let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 1. First Samuel chapter 15 and verse 1. First Samuel chapter 22 and verse 1. 1 Samuel chapter 22. David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men. 1 Samuel chapter 22, and we're now reading verse 3. First Samuel chapter 22, and we're reading verse 3. And David went thence to Mizpah of Moab, and he said unto the king of Moab, let my father and my mother, I pray thee, come forth and be with me till I know what God will do for me. And he brought them before the king of Moab, and they dwelt with him all the while that David was in the hold. Verse 5. And the prophet Gad said unto David, abide not in the hold. Depart and get thee into the land of Judah. And then David departed and came to the forest of Arad. Now you go to verse 20. And one of the sons of Ahimelech, the son of Ahitub, named Abiathar, escaped and fled after David. And Abiathar showed David that Saul had slain the Lord's priest. And David said unto Abiathar, I knew it that day, when Doeg the Edomite was there, that he would surely tell Saul, I have occasioned the death of all persons of thy father's house. Abide thou with me. Fear not. For he that seeketh my life seeketh thy life, but with me thou shalt be in safeguard. Matthew 18:20 has been the verse on which the testimony that we know today, on which we are involved with, has been based. Where two or three are gathered together unto my name, literally, unto my name. Not gathered because there's a group of us that agree with certain principles or certain verses in the scripture, but gathered unto his name. In other words, he is the focal point of those who are gathered together. Now, let us understand this. If there is going to be a football match, and we all go there, and I start singing hymns with a little group that with myself, I am not gathered to the football match. What my concentration would be, having come to the football match, is to be on what is going on the, we'll call it the gridiron, on the gridiron. That's my concentration. If you have come to a class where they are teaching English, your concentration is on the learning of English. So if you have gathered under the name of the Lord Jesus, then our concentration on must be on the one who bears that name. As his name is, so is he. So every time that we say we have come together under the name of the Lord Jesus, the focal point in our coming together is the Lord Jesus. He says then, that is the condition. Those who are gathered unto his name, he then says, there am I in the midst of them. Now, he says we're gathered unto his name. But we cannot see him, can we? Well, no, we cannot see him. But in the Old Testament, God gives us a picture of what that is like and what benefits there are to be gathered unto his name. So when we look at David in the cave of Adullam, we see a similar picture, a picture that gives body, so to speak, to this verse. David escaped thence and came to the cave of Adullam. Why was he escaping? Saul was after him. Saul decided, I am going to kill this one. From chapter 16, when God had him anointed, and Saul's servant said, I have seen a man, a son of Jesse, that is skilled, a man of war. Let him come and play before thee. And when David came and played before Saul, the evil spirit departed from him. But then he came back again, because Saul had not given himself to God. And so he took up a javelin and threw it at David. When David married his daughter, after he had behaved himself wisely, after he married his daughter, after he had killed the Philistine, the promise was, he that kills the Philistine will be married to one of the king's daughters. After he married his daughter, what did Saul do? Saul sent people to kill David in his bed. So Saul's desire was to kill David, regardless of where, how, and when. And he followed David rather than following the Philistines, as God had sent him to be king to deliver his people from the Philistines. So Saul's main interest was killing David. But we read that David departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam. And we read there that all of these people came to him. Look at the language that is given there. Chapter 22 of 1 Samuel. And his brethren and all his father's house heard it, and they went down thither to him. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented, here's the expression, gathered themselves unto him. Gathered themselves unto him. Go back, think again of Matthew 18:20. Where two or three are gathered together unto my name. And here we read, they gathered themselves unto him. Not unto the king. Not unto anything, but unto this person. So in a very clear picture, we see the principle of being gathered together unto the Lord, exemplified here in 1 Samuel 22. But we want to go back a little bit. Saul is representative of the people's choice. This was whom the people wanted. We want a king that will lead us in battle. And you remember, Saul was somebody to look up to. He was head and shoulders above everyone that was in Israel. And God anointed him to preserve his people, to deliver his people from the Philistines. What happens? Saul disobeys God. Do we read of another person who had a prominent place, a place that God had given him, but he disobeyed God? Yes, we do. Adam was disobedient unto death.